You are listening to the English Heroes series. Thank you for listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high. From HollyTreeEnglish.com. Hello and welcome. As you heard, this is the English Heroes series. This is a series of live interviews with real English learners just like you. Today, we will be listening to my interview with Nurhat, who is from Kazakhstan. One of the things that makes Nurhat an English hero is that he has developed a level of confidence when speaking English, and I am excited for you to listen to his story. So, let's get started.
Okay, so we are here with Nurhat, and I wanted to start by saying thank you, Nurhat, for being on the English Like an Eagle podcast. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Nurhat, can we just start with you telling me and the listeners where you are from?
I'm from Kazakhstan, which is in Central Asia.
Uh-huh. And so what is your native language?
I have actually two native languages. First, Kazakh. Second is Russian.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work? What I mean is, why do you have two native languages?
Yeah, I think because of I was born after the Soviet Union time, so before we were all the same country, USSR, 16 countries. So we are all our parents. They were speaking in Russian. I think that's why it's the same. Like my first language is Russian. So first and second, it's Russian and Kazakh. We use both. Yeah, I mean, we know this Russian language like Kazakh, on the same level.
Wow. So did you learn Kazakh in school?
Yes, and Russian also, and in our family.
Wow, that's awesome.
We speak both language.
Very cool. And so, when did you start learning English?
Oh, it was not so long time ago. I think I started to learn English in 2011. It was at the university on my first grade.
Mm-hmm. And were you very motivated to learn English at that time?
Oh, actually, it's a bad story for me.
But you have to tell it.
Yeah. I was very motivated when I was working in Almaty in Kazakhstan. It was five-star hotel. There were a lot of customers around the world. I mean, foreigners. So when I was working, at the restaurant like a waiter, so I have to I mean the I'm supposed to take orders from them at the restaurant, so it was very hard to me to understand them, so I ashamed like, oh, I have to do something with my English. So I realized that time, so I have to do something with that now, so I started I'm in that time to learn English with books, with English books, writing, reading, watching movies, and with you.
So was there ever a time where you had to learn English but you weren't motivated to do it?
Yeah. Actually, I was learning, and a couple of times I just quit to learn English. It was my big mistake, actually. I was supposed to just keep learning all the time. I mean, just every day I was supposed to do that, but I couldn't. I don't know why. Because of was probably I was lazy, I think, or not enough time for that.
Oh my goodness, you were actually human.
Yeah, like human being, right?
Right. Okay, good. Well, in going back to actually being motivated, do you think the most powerful motivation comes from inside you or outside you?
I think outside of me.
And can you explain that a little bit?
Let me try to explain it. Yeah, I think outside of me, because sometimes when I speak with someone, though, if I can say some words, it's kind of I feel so bad for myself, so that I'm trying to learn that. I think that's why it comes outside of me.
Like situational.
Yeah.
Based depends, on, right? Or yeah, going with the situation. You have the situation, and the situation is not successful, and then it makes you realize, oh my goodness, I have to fix this.
exactly. Yeah.
Good. Well, that's okay, because I think motivation can come from many places. So that's great.
Yeah. Also, you remember, right? When I just started with you, I'm not talking about the build a sentence. Even I can say some just simple words. It was too complicated for me.
Yeah, I remember. I'm not going to put it on the podcast, but I think I have a recording or two from that time.
Oh, you see?
Yeah, if I find it, I'll have to send it to you so you can see how far you really have come.
Yeah, please.
That's great. So that is a good way to get to the next question, which is, what do you think is the biggest thing that has helped you to get to this current level?
Okay. I think first is I was watching movies in English. I mean, just original. And also lessons with you. Because when I started to learn English and taking a lesson with you, it helped me a lot, because I was in conversation in real English. I mean, it was a live conversation. I think that's why it helped me a lot. Also, with the native speaker. Yeah, it helped me a lot. I mean, the practice.
So how and when did you first meet me?
I met you in 2016, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I think you are right.
Yeah. It was 2016. Yeah, at that time, my English was so bad, because I had no practice that time with the native speaker. Also, I was almost doing nothing with my English, I think.
Right, and so what did you do? Because how did you get from bad English, doing nothing with your English, to having the chance to speak with a native speaker? Did
First
you
of
go
all,
searching? What?
as I said, it helped me a lot as movies. Also, I was listening podcasts from YouTube a lot over there. If you can find a lot of podcasts in YouTube. Also, I was speaking, and also I visited the United States that time, so it helped me a lot. I was practicing. It was kind of how can I say, kind of challenge for myself, because in the US English is everywhere. I mean, even if you go to buy some coffee or something, you have to explain it at the store. So it helped me a lot to improve my English.
Right. And we met on italki. You started
Yeah.
taking lessons with me on italki,
Talkie.
which for our listeners, italki is like a teacher supermarket. Basically, you go and they have teachers who teach many, many, many languages. And so you choose the language you want to learn, and then you can go shopping for a teacher.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so how
And
did
how
you
I
find
found you.
italki?
I think I found it on I think somebody told me it. One of I think a friend of mine, he told me about italki. I forget, it was like how many, like four years ago.
Yeah, that's okay if you
I
don't remember
think
exactly.
yeah, someone has told me.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. And we have a saying in English, the rest is history. It means like you know the rest, or it's easy to understand the final part of the story.
Yeah.
So this next question is a little bit the same as the one before, but it's a little bit more focused on a specific time in your life. You had a time when you stopped taking lessons in 2017 and 2018, and when you came back, there was a really big improvement in your English. So I'm curious to know, how did that happen?
Oh, that's the question. Yeah, as I said, I visited the United States after when I was before when I was taking lessons with you. It helped me a lot first. Then I visited the United States, and I was practicing over here, like how many, I think 6 months. I'm not taking any lessons from the college or something over here. I was just practicing outside all the time. Also movies, just podcasts.
So
That's it.
English everywhere.
Yeah. English everywhere and every day.
Yeah. Did you have any challenges during that time?
I think no. I'm not sure. Like, you mean challenge?
Like challenges understanding people, communicating with them, or have you blocked them from your memory?
I think my challenge was mostly with my accent. Yeah, because I was hearing the real conversation. It helped me a lot to fix my accent. But I need also to improve my accent, but it helped me a lot.
Good. So did people sometimes have trouble understanding you?
Yeah, it was. But not now. That was
Great.
not bad.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
So the next question was going to be, how did you overcome them? But you basically answered that you kind of just kept doing it because you had to, right?
Yeah. There is no other way, because I mean, there is no other way without English now in 21st century. Mm-hmm. You have to know English. You must. English is everywhere.
English is everywhere. It is. When I first met you, one of the big issues for you was confidence. So I'm curious to know, how did you get to the place where you felt confident speaking English? Because when I started teaching you again in 2018, you had a lot more confidence than before.
Oh, about the confidence, right? I felt myself more confident after the United States, I think, because as I said, I had the real conversation with the native speaker, and also you helped me a lot on italki when I was taking lesson. It started already at that time when I was taking lesson with you, and when I was here, I was just practicing all the time and just adding some words on my vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure about every day, but like every week, some couple of words I was learning. It helped me a lot.
Yes, I have noticed in mm-hmm. my own language learning, when you have a something to build on, so you have a beginning, and then mm-hmm. you have that in place so you can build on it, you have stronger confidence than if you are learning a language where you're starting from basically zero. I have experienced both recently. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Well, good. So I really have to say again, I know I have said it to you and to your wife 1,000 times, but I'm going to say it again publicly, that I am very proud of how far you come. It is absolutely amazing. And because of that, I need to ask, do you have any advice for people who are having problems feeling confident about speaking English?
Okay, let me tell something about it. I would be advice for the people who learn any languages, just practice every day, take lessons with the native speakers. It's gonna help a lot when you on real conversation with the real people. You're gonna help a lot with that. Also, just practice every day, learn every day, take lessons, watch movies, original. If you have at least, like, I think pre-intermediate level, you can understand movies. Also, lesson podcast in English without any translation, or what else? Just practice every day. That's it.
Uh-huh. Very good advice. Very, very good advice. So that brings
us. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Just
I think that's copyrighted.
Yeah.
So I really want to say thank you very much for being an English hero and for inspiring others to be English heroes. Nurhat, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And that brings us to the end of the interview and the end of the episode. I want to thank Nurhat again for being on the show. And I want to thank my friend Neil for his lovely flute music. I will put the link to italki.com in the show notes if you want to check it out. Or you can visit me at hollytreeenglish.com. That's hollytreeenglish.com. You spell it exactly like it sounds. All three words, no spaces. And until next time, thank you for listening. You have been listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high from hollytreeenglish.com. This is Holly, or Teacher Holly, saying goodbye until next time.